Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Councilmember Carlos Menchacha, who represents New York City Council District 38, which includes Sunset Park, Red Hook, Greenwood Heights, and portions of Borough Park, Diker Heights, and the Windsor Terrace. He's New York State's first Mexican-American elected official and Brooklyn's first openly gay office holder. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here.
Our pleasure. So today we're going to be talking about immigration and the Excluded Worker Fund. As chair of the Immigration Committee, you have been the hardest working member fighting for immigrants, especially the undocumented. From leading negotiations that funded the nation's largest public defender program for undocumented immigrants to authoring 80 pieces of legislation. Let's talk about your work.
Thank you so much. I just have to say thank you for having me. So much of the work that you just outlined really came from and directly led by the community. I was their voice in the city council, really pushing to ensure that resources get to our most vulnerable populations, but also the lifeblood of this city. And so it is such a proud moment for me to look back and look at all those incredible accomplishments with our community.
Excellent. So recently you held an event to help immigrants apply for the Excluded Worker Fund, and to date you are the only council member to do so. Can you explain what the Excluded Worker Fund is and why it's so important?
The Excluded Worker Fund was a movement that really started in the homes of many immigrant families that saw themselves disconnected from any federal aid. And we saw that coming from the beginning. When COVID hit, it was the immigrant population that came out first and forward to keep the economy going, keep people fed, and allowed for the city to stay alive. What we wanted to do, and this is where the state came in, and all the state senators and state assembly members came together, and they said, we need to do something. Mm-hmm. And we supported that. The city council was there to support and lend our voice. When it passed in the state and the governor signed it, we were ready to then build a operation that was going to be on the ground to ensure that immigrants, everybody, even those that weren't fighting for it, knew that they had access to up to $15,000 so that they can pay for rent, they can pay for school supplies for the kids, food, whatever they needed. And these are tax-paying immigrants. This is why we're fighting so hard. These are New Yorkers that don't just deserve this, they deserve more.
Well, I mean, they've, like you said, and they've been working so hard before, now they're essential workers, but we've been essential workers all the time, all along. So talking about those funds, how can immigrants access those funds?
This fund is and was created with the intention of making it as easy as possible. Mm-hmm. If you can prove your identity and that you lived here in the city of New York and that you've worked in the city and can really kind of tell the story about being impacted by COVID, either your hours reduced by 50% or the breadwinner in your family died because of COVID, there are multiple reasons that make you eligible. You can apply mm-hmm. online, upload documents. Our office and many offices across the city are state offices are helping. You can apply, get the fund. And so really, if you live here, and you worked here and you can prove your identity and you've paid taxes, those are the easiest ways to qualify and get your $15,000. That's really a drop in the bucket to what you should be getting. But that's just the first step. And what I want to tell everybody is, if you have any questions, if any of this connects to you, reach out to the station and we will connect with you, and reach out to some phone numbers that I'll leave you at the end about who you can call to make sure that you can start your application.
Excellent. So let's talk about a project that's very close to your heart, voting rights for green card holders in municipal elections. The presumptive mayor, Eric Adams, he's on record saying that he'll support it. We know that you are co-sponsor of the bill. Why do you think the bill hasn't passed, and what will it take to get it done?
You know, this is a bill that I'm co-sponsoring in the city council. And just like municipal identification cards, there are many questions that people ask who don't know about immigration, have a lot of concerns about. And so for me, what has really been the issue was during Trump, the reign of terror of the 4 years, it really gave everybody pause to pass any legislation that would create a possible pathway for deportation. And so now that we have Biden in the White House, we have Democrats that are beginning to push this in a different direction, and we can really secure our New Yorkers, now is the time to pass a bill that will allow for our local New Yorkers who have a green card to vote for their municipal leaders. This is not about the state or the federal government. This is about picking the mayor, picking the comptroller, the public advocate, and your local city council members. These are the people that impact people's lives more than probably anyone else. Mm-hmm. They should have the opportunity to make that happen. And this is a piece of legislation that is restoring voting rights, because many, many scholars know that this was a right that people had before they removed it. We're restoring voting rights. This is why Eric Adams supports it. This is why I'm supporting it in the city council. And this is why I think we're going to pass it this session before December 31st to really leave a legacy of enfranchising a population that we now call essential workers. They were immigrants, many of them undocumented and green card holders that kept the city alive. The least we can do is give them power to shape the future of this city.
Okay, so fingers are crossed, because currently yes, it's taxation without representation.
Exactly. And we know that is embedded in the history of this country.
It is. So as your term winds down, what would you like to continue and happen for immigrants, especially undocumented immigrants in New York?
Well, as you can probably see, I'm wearing a shirt of an incredible movement, the Deliverista movement. Mm-hmm. Delivery workers who are immigrants have been feeding our New Yorkers with apps that are connected to Seamless and Grubhub and Uber Eats. They need a lot of justice right now. The apps are taking advantage of them. So we've come up with multiple pieces of legislation that we want to pass before the end of the year. So we're working really hard on that, and I'm hoping to have some good news. I might want to come back and talk to you about that.
I was just going to say, I want you to come back and talk about
we'll
that.
We'll come back and talk about that. But we are bringing this movement, one of the largest labor movements of its kind, some legislative fixes. We are also making sure that we leave as many protections as possible around the issues of immigrants in our city who are seeking justice against the NYPD and the Department of Corrections. We know that there is collaboration between the NYPD and correction officers in jail right now to ICE. They make calls and they allow for the picking up of and the unlawful detainment by city law so that ICE can come and pick someone up and deport them. And so we've done investigations, and we're trying to create laws that will give more protections and also give the ability for immigrants and their families to sue the city of New York if a violation has been found. And so these are the kind of things that we're working on before I leave as the chair of the Immigration Committee. Mm-hmm. And we're working on a whole bunch of other things just to ensure that we leave the city with multiple and maximum protections, because we're always in a struggle for sanctuary city.
Yes.
You know, people say, are we in a sanctuary city? We are in struggle towards sanctuary. The line always moves. The racism that is, and the xenophobia that is real, is even real here in the city of New York. So every day we work and we struggle towards sanctuary.
And I'm very glad that you said that. And let me tell you something, you are freaking amazing. And it's such a pleasure having you
here.
And we look forward to having you back again. Thank you so much, Council Member Carlos Menchaca. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.